Devils Productions presents The Great Deep.
Hello and welcome to episode number 25 of The Great Deep. My name is Ryan Calder, your host for the show, and this podcast runs parallel to the music of The Great Deep album. For those who don't know, this Great Deep podcast series is basically diving deeper into themes and ideas that are part of the songs on the album. Well, if we look back on this year, I think we'll either laugh or cry at all the vision jokes that were being thrown around 12 months ago. But allow me to offer my thoughts just as they are at this stage in the year. I've been reflecting deeply over the past few months, and I published a blog yesterday on some of my thoughts, which I've put a link to in the show notes. But here I'd like to talk about a few things I learned this year in music and elsewhere. Of course, this year, the big event for me musically was the release of The Great Deep album on the 1st of September 2020. I was actually so relieved to release these songs and have been encouraged by those who have listened to it and provided me with feedback. All of it has been really positive so far, and so thank you to those who have listened. And I hope that the messages and the songs have helped people in some way. One thing that I think has really stood out for me is that life is short, and I'm sure that has been a sentiment for many people this year. You get locked down and you suddenly do an audit of your life and you think, is this it? Is this all I've done? And that was quite a sobering moment for me this year, as I'm sure it was for many others. But on that note, it's easy to get sucked down into a guilt trip rabbit warren where anxiety creeps in that you haven't achieved what you set out to, you think you fell short in some way, you let people down, you let yourself down. But now, let's stop the bus right there. And let me be the first to tell you that I got depressed in lockdown. By some extreme force of grace, I survived the shadows. But it was in the shadows that I also came to an understanding that I am first a human being rather than a human doing. So I am an ardent fan of Sting. Not just his music, but I enjoy his perspective on things. His worldview is a wonderful resource for me personally. One of the songs that has spoken to me recently is Dead Man's Rope. It spoke to me all those years ago when it first came out, and I've recently found myself listening to the songs of Sacred Love once again. But it's Dead Man's Rope's lyrics that really speak to me. As the song lyric says, did you ever wonder what you'd been carrying since the world was black? You see yourself in a looking glass with a tombstone on your back. Here's a sample of it. Well, somewhere in the midst of this year, I stopped walking and the shadows fell. But in the midst of that, something has quietly happened inside of me. You ask my wife. I start my day before the first sparrow farts, before the sun rises, before alarm clocks down the street go off. I start it quietly, sitting by the window. I've got a little lamp to read, and I listen. And I pray. And I've come to the realization that we were first human beings before we were human doings. I remember listening to a podcast about the Sabbath. Interesting insight is that in the Bible, when God created man, Adam's first full day in the garden, day number 7, was the Father's Sabbath. Adam's creator had a clear diary. So allow me some poetic license here. In my mind's eye, I picture that morning when Adam woke up. I imagine he smelled freshly pressed coffee, and I imagine God cooking breakfast, pancakes and bacon. And the Creator tells Adam that he took the day off work so they can have the day together. I wonder if Adam woke up on his first day ready to do some stuff. I mean, here he is, freshly made by God with the kiss of life, and he's got some gardening to do, tasks ahead of him, things that need to get done. Our own mindsets work like this. We wind our way through the week towards the weekend at a frenetic pace, and then collapse in a heap. Then hopefully we get rested enough to do it all over again. But God's design is different. We work from a day of rest, not towards it. We work from pleasure, not for pleasure. Before Jesus did anything, he was baptized, and a voice from heaven echoes, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased." He hadn't done anything yet. No miracles, no signs or wonders. And the Father says he's already pleased. It's fascinating to think this way and reflect on the world around us. Rather than earning things and clamoring up over some fictitious ladder to say, "I did it, I conquered the world," we realize once we're there that everything in creation echoes dependency. We need air, we need food, we need sleep. But we are constantly after performance. Every sector lives this way: religious, secular, government, and private. Everyone is running to outperform the guy or girl next to them, or just outperform themselves. And I see it the world over. A vacation to stop and just be is really hard for most folks, because the thinking is if we don't perform, we don't get anything. That's the paradigm. And as this year and all it should have taught us draws to a close, I look around and I see we're back on the treadmill of getting nowhere. But I'm after something different this season. My gran, her name was Daphne, gave me and Tam this little nativity scene early on in our marriage. It's set up in our lounge on top of the piano. So I've been looking at this Christmas scene, and for the first time, I'm really considering that baby in a manger. Considering why he came, and considering who he was. And in hindsight, thinking about who I am. And I don't have to do anything to be who I am. I just am. And I think that this is something to process as we finish off what has been an historic year, and one that I think should have taught us some profound lessons about our humanity. Well, that's it for this episode of the podcast. There'll be a couple more in the coming weeks and months, but please don't forget to connect with us, leave a comment, or visit us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. We'd really love to hear from you. And for more insights on the band and this project, we recommend you go straight to the source, ryancalder.co.za, where you can find all our details. Until next time, and for the rest of 2020, keep pondering the great deep.